91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to another episode of Arabian Rundown. I'm your host, Sophia Bevan, and I'm joined by
Callie Ox here.
And at the time of recording, I think it'll be like a week when this is posted. Spotify Wrapped just came out. Like last night.
It came out this morning.
Came out this morning. And me and Kelly did like a kind of a vibe change. We're like, instead of doing this topic, let's talk about Spotify Wrapped because we have some complaints and we have some questions.
Yeah.
So do you want to like list off of like what your top artists or like your
Let's just scroll down through it.
Yeah. Like here, like I'll open up like the little Spotify story.
So I listened for 38,000 in 8 minutes, which is a lot lower than last year. And I'm actually really disappointed because my goal was to beat my last year's time. That sounds so dumb. But I think last year I had like, I want to say I had 62,000 and something.
Okay.
So I dropped quite a bit.
Okay, wait. I cannot see mine, but I remember it. Before you guys get mad at me, I just need you to know something. I listened to almost all of my music this year. Like, I listen to a lot of music on Spotify, so I think some of the stuff is still accurate, but my minutes is so bad because I listen to a lot of my music on YouTube music this year. I only have, like, 5,000 minutes. So, it's rough. Trust me, I'm not a poser. I love music. I just didn't listen to a lot on Spotify this year. Anyways.
I listened to 196 genres.
I think I listened, mine was 191. So, I don't know if that's diverse or if it's not.
I don't know. But,
I
think Max said he listened to like 300 and some.
Really? Max did?
I think that's what Max or Liam said that.
Good for them. Okay.
My top genre was indie pop.
Okay.
That's not a surprise. I think that was the same last year for me too.
My
last year Spotify rap sucked.
It did.
I'll say that.
Yes. I think mine was, I'm looking for it now.
If you go to the Wrapped and hit replay.
I am. I just don't have service in here. Oh. So it's like, it's whatever. I think I remember mine was like indie post alternative rock, something like that. You know how they are about their niche genres. I have some of the screenshotted anyways, so.
My age was 32.
My age was 48, though. It said I listened to, since you were listening to music from the early 90s, you've got decades of good taste, is what it told me.
Mine said, since you were into music from the late 2000s, hit with a hint of nostalgia.
Okay.
I just butchered that word.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to 857 songs.
Okay. I don't know how many I listened to, but I listened to a lot. I'll say that. Oh, I did like something that they did this year. I don't know if this is the next thing, but they like, it showed you like a race between the,
I got that. Yeah.
I thought it was so cute. I like actually like that a lot, but, go to the next thing. Sorry.
Okay. So the next one's our top five songs.
Oh my God, I'm going to see so performative. They're going to think I'm performative.
My top five songs are not bad.
Mine are kind of bad, but they're not really. You go first.
Okay, my number one is Bruised by Between Friends. My number two is Blushing by Between Friends. My number three is I Smoked Away My Brains by ASAP Rocky. My number four, Smiley by Between Friends. And okay. My number five is Do I Ever Cross Your Mind by Somber.
Okay, I understand that Somber gets a lot of hate, but some of his music is good.
Last year he was on my Spotify Wrapped. I think that's just he was my number four artist on my Spotify Wrapped. So
yeah,
I think that just shows that. I mean, what like
he's
like
only, all only got pop.
He became popular like during summer, I think.
Yeah, like I didn't know who he even was last year. Yeah. So
I think I did know. I'm the OG fans, but yeah, I did. I listened to Somber, and actually, Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? I've listened to for since it came out.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm like, I don't want to sound like a basic. I just listen to what's popular. I mean, I do sometimes, but like,
yeah.
I've listened to him since last year.
Right.
Since before he became popular.
Yeah. My top songs. Oh, God, this is bad. My top. I kind of saw this coming. It's Mojo Pin by Jeff Buckley. My number two is So Real by Jeff Buckley. My number three is Weird Fish's Arpeggi by Radiohead. My fourth is They're There by Radiohead. And then my fifth is Lilac Wine by Jeff Buckley. So,
great mix of artists there, yes. Sophia.
I do. I am a lot diverse, but this year something Jeff just got hit me in the heart real hard. Like he
clearly
hit me. I don't even know what genre Jeff Buckley is, but oh my God, it's like
yearning.
Yes, like That's like the type of music you play in a church. Like, I like one. Oh my God. I just love Jeff. Oh my God. I love you, Jeff.
I don't.
Sorry.
I listened to The Lover You Should Have Come Over, but.
Yeah. It's a good song, but it's just very popular.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Shouldn't have. He fell in one of the rivers. Rest in peace. Love, Jeff Buckley.
What?
Yeah. I think he passed away because I think he either fell in or he was swimming. I think it's the Mississippi River. And they didn't find him after.
So he could be alive.
So just swimming away
yeah.
for all these years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I listened to 5 albums this year.
Okay.
I don't know how that works.
I think I listened.
Like, does it mean that you genuinely sit down and click the album?
Yeah, I think so. Or yeah. I think it's like you listen to every song in the album.
I don't.
I listen to 2. So.
I have such a like diverse like music taste that I don't. There's certain albums that I can't listen to the whole album. There's one album. It's my top album that I can listen to every song on there. Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Yeah.
597 minutes listened.
Yeah. My top album, I also saw this coming, is In Rainbows by Radiohead.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the minutes because I don't want to. Because I'm already embarrassed about how many I've listened total. I'm just really embarrassed. I don't want to.
How much is it?
No, I'm not saying it. We're moving on.
Okay. my top albums.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having some explaining to do. Hit Me Hard and Soft, AM.
Mm-hmm.
So Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish, AM by Arctic Monkeys.
I like that. I have that on vinyl.
BTR by Big Time Rush.
Oh.
The Runarounds by The Runarounds and Sour by Olivia Rodrigo.
It didn't even give me top 5 albums this
year. Because you only listened to 2.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Time Rush. You can't hate. I went to their concert. I've watched the show probably 5 times. I listen to their music. Okay. Are you shaming me in that, Sophia?
Did their show come before the, like, did their yeah. show come and then they're like, well, let's actually make music because of the show? Or did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their first album was BTR.
Okay, good for them.
And then their second season, they had Evolution or Elevate.
Going and then big time.
And then when they ended, they came out with an album and an EP, I think. And then a few of them went off on their own.
Yeah.
And The Runarounds, you need to watch that show. It's so good. They took a band, made them take acting classes, put them in a show, and then just like produced all their music for them.
Wow. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It didn't give you any. I listened to 437 artists.
Oh.
I feel like that's not a lot.
I feel like it's a lot. I don't know. I don't know how many I listen to, so.
Oh, I have the little race thing. My top artist was Somber.
Okay.
So we did move up on the charts this year, but again, I listened to him before he kind of blew up.
Right.
But mine went Somber, Between Friends, Taylor Swift, The Kid Laroi, and Noah Kahan.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I could predict that. Not in a way of like, it's a basic way, but in a way of like, I don't know. Some of that stuff is like basic, but a lot of that stuff is like basic. But like not in a bad way. Like I listen to a lot of that stuff. Yeah. I used to love Kid Laroi. My top artist is number 1, Jeff Buckley, who saw that coming.
Not me. Didn't see that one coming.
3, this was a little bit weird. I didn't expect this one. The Beatles. I listened to a lot of the Beatles this year, but I don't feel like I listened to them enough to be like my top artist.
Interesting.
4, I have Slipknot. I almost wore a Slipknot shirt today, but I ended up not liking the outfit. And 5, I have Frank Ocean. So that's my artist.
I'm surprised Frank Ocean wasn't on mine. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Noah Kahan was on mine.
I'm kind of surprised I had Frank Ocean. He's been on my rap for the past few years, but I did not listen to him as much as I used to at all.
Yeah. Well, last year, Kid Laroi was my 1 and Taylor Swift was my 2. Mm-hmm. And then Somber was my 4. And I don't remember the other. I don't remember 5 and 3.
Yeah. While we're here, we have like a little bit of time. We can look at our. Let's get to our top songs first. Did we already do top songs? Oh, we already did.
I'm just going straight down.
Oh, let's look at our, wait, can we look at our old top songs? Wait.
Like last year's Spotify dropped?
Yeah.
I don't think I screenshotted mine.
Well, I had,
like, I know if my, you, like, I know my top song from last year.
If you look up your playlist, you can.
Oh, yeah, from last year.
Yeah. Oh, I can't find, wait, top songs, is it 2025? No.
It would have been 2024.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there's a lot more songs in my 2025 that make sense now. Okay.
Oh, I have my 2023 one too.
I'm also surprised I don't have a single Malcolm Todd on this.
I don't know who that is. I'm not gonna lie.
He's like, I don't know. He kind of sounds like Steve Lacy. Like, he's kind of new, but I listened to a lot of Malcolm Todd this year, okay. And I didn't get any of them.
I have my top five.
I only have my 2022, which is, I don't think I want to share my 2022 that much.
I didn't download Spotify. I didn't use Spotify till September of 2023.
I have my 2020.
So 2024 is going to be, 2024 and 2025 are going to be the only accurate ones. And in 2023, I shared my Spotify account with somebody else. So
okay,
it was very inaccurate.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
So my number one was I Can't Go Back to the Way It Was. I want to say I was the number one listener for that song. I think it said something like that.
Okay.
How to Never Stop Being Sad by Dandelion Hands. I Wait for You by Alex G.
Okay.
Think of Me Once in a While. Take Care by Take Care.
Okay.
And I Write Sin Small Tragedies by Panic at the Disco.
Okay. I cannot find my 2024, but I have my 2022, which is it's kind of embarrassing, but I'll share it anyways. 2022. What was I? I think I was in eighth grade.
2023 was my eighth grade year. So yeah, that would have been your eighth grade year.
Yeah, I was in eighth grade, and for reference, I'm currently a junior. So
this was a while ago.
Yeah, it's 4 years. Oh my god. My first song was Knee Deep at ATP by Los Campesinos. That's a little bit niche, not really, but I'd say it's niche because nobody really listens. I think it's one of their most popular songs, but nobody really listens to Los Campesinos, anyways. My number two is Watching and Fade Away, Mac DeMarco. That's a very popular one. My next.
I have no clue what that is.
Really? Even though we barely know each other, it still hurts. Watching and fade away. Okay, you're lame.
I probably know what it is, but.
Yeah. My next song is Dark Red by Steve Lacy. I used to love that song. I loved that song all of middle school.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah. Ivy by Frank Ocean. So you know I've been locked into Frank Ocean since back in the day. Are We Still Friends by Tyler, the Creator. What am I on? I think I'm going
Are we still friends?
I think I said more than five, but then my next one is Thinking About You by Frank Ocean.
Well, I can't say my next one, so. Jealousy is my seventh.
Yeah.
And then there's more Alex G, more Kid Roy, more Alex G, more Kid Roy. More Kid Laroi. Yeah. I was a fiend for Kid Laroi last year.
Yeah.
I still am. I think he's a really good, semi-rap artist.
Yeah. Anyways, I think we both kind of share the same opinions about rap. I feel like, I think some of mine is accurate, but some of it's just I think it's just a lot of it because I listened to not a lot of my music on Spotify this year. But I feel like some of it's even though I'm I told Callie this before recording, I listened to so much jazz this year. I listened to jazz, Jeff Buckley, and Radiohead. And it was mainly jazz. Anytime I take a shower, I'm getting ready in the morning, I'm doing any mundane task, I'm hit and play on my jazz playlist. And I listened to jazz a lot this year. And the only thing I got, I think it was my top fourth genre. I think it was my fourth genre from my top five. And I didn't have a single song, and I didn't have a single, I guess I could understand artists because I listen to, there's not a lot of specific artists I listen to for jazz. But I was just really, I don't know. I feel like some of it's not very accurate, and I'm hoping my AirBuds Wrapped, which will come out.
Wait for that.
Come out pretty soon, I'm assuming, will do me some justice.
AirBuds it's an app that tracks not just Spotify, tracks Apple Music, Pandora. It doesn't track YouTube Music, though.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
And you can, see what your friends are listening to and
interact
with
it.
Yeah, every week you get, a recap of your week. You get a recap of your day every day.
Yeah, I love AirBuds. If you don't have AirBuds, we're not sponsored, but download AirBuds.
It's so good.
Yes. Anyways, do you have any closing statements?
I feel like last year's Spotify just kind of sucked. I feel like it was inaccurate almost.
Yeah, last year's was so rough.
Okay, my only thing with this year's was a lot better. This year's they added stuff where you can see your most listened to day, your birthday, and that was the first day of the year.
Yeah.
If I had three Between Friends songs on they're my number two artist. If I had three on my top, if they were on my top played songs, if I had three of them and Songbird only had one, how was he my top artist?
I don't know.
Because I listened to a lot of Between Friends.
And wasn't Songbird, that summer song, not even that high up on your top
song? No, it was number five.
That's so weird. I mean, I can kind of understand how that would work, but like, so, like, it's so weird.
I wonder if like half of the rest of my like 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10
mm-hmm.
were like, I wonder if like a few of them were somber.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fun. That's Spotify Wrapped. You guys, if you're watching on whatever, you guys can like comment and say your opinions. I don't think you will, but you know,
be our guest.
Be our guest. We'll listen to it. We'll listen to what you have to say.
Yeah,
trust me. But my Spotify was wrapped was rough this year. Callie's was pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna close us off here for our first segment of the Arabian Rundown. We're gonna get back to you guys with another two great segments.
Keep yourself informed about everything happening on campus and in the community by tuning in to 91.7 WEEM. From tonight's broadcast highlights to various school and community events, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube to stay in the loop. Don't miss out. 91.7 WEEM.
You're watching another segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm Julia Walls, your host, and I am joined by
Hudson Kistler.
And we're going to be talking about the five best and five worst Christmas movies in our opinion. So number one will be either the best or the worst. And then we'll just like go down from there. Like,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So we'll start at five.
No, we'll start at one. For best, start at one being the best and go down.
Yeah, okay.
Or do you want to do it your way?
We can go from five. We can start with our best. We can go from five, which is like the lowest of the best, all the way to one, which is best of the best.
Sure. Okay. Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so my number five would be How the Grinch Stole Christmas, specifically the Jim Carrey one.
Okay. Yeah, not bad. Not a bad movie at all. I probably would have put that one on my list, but I saw that you put it on yours, so I was like, I'm going to change it up, but I do like that one a lot.
Well, you know, we could have had the same ones because mine are all, except my number one, I would say all of them are like relatively really, you know, popular because... I mean, these are the ones that everyone watches every year.
You're just really basic. I tried to be different.
I'm not basic for my number one.
Okay.
I love my number one. What's yours?
So my fifth place is It's a Wonderful Life. It's very good. It's kind of sad, but it's good. It really reminds you what Christmas is about. It's just an awesome movie.
I would agree that is... Yes, it reminds you what Christmas is about. But I'm going to be so hypocritical saying this, but it's an older movie and it's, I don't know, it's in black and white, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe it's that I don't like about it, but I don't like A Wonderful Life because I think it's kind of boring.
Whatever.
My next one is Elf.
Only fourth place?
I don't know. Some of these I like better than the others.
It's one of the best ones.
Maybe to you.
Not just in general.
It's on my top five, so it's one of my favorites.
I guess.
Okay, what's your number four?
A Christmas Story. I don't get to
watch... The pink bunny suit and the...
Yeah.
He's going to shoot his eye out.
Oh, yeah. I don't get to watch it much during Christmas time. We only watch it Christmas Eve. And once Christmas Day, so it's really just like two times a year we watch that movie, and I like it. It's a fun one.
We watch that one every year. Like, I mean, you guys do. You watch it, what, on Christmas Eve, like you said?
Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day.
Oh, so you watch it 2 days in a row?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, well, we watch it every year, like the leg lamp. That's iconic. Yeah. But, again, I think it's just like... That one, to me, gets kind of repetitive watching it every year, but it's a classic, so you have to, you know?
Well, yeah.
Okay. My number three is Home Alone 1 and 2. I remember you telling me when we were writing these that there are more than the first two. I did not know that. And so we've only seen the first two, my family. And I honestly can't choose in between those two because, I don't know, I think they're really equal and I like them both.
I think I would honestly give the edge to the first one. You know, it's iconic. It's kind of what started it. I think it's just overall more fun to watch. But the second one definitely is a close second. It's very fun to watch.
Yeah. Yours?
So my third place is Four Christmases.
I have not seen that one before.
It's very funny. I would definitely recommend it.
Can I get a little context?
So this couple, they every year they like to skip Christmas with their families. They don't like to go to it. They hate going to their family Christmases because both their parents are divorced, so they have four Christmases that they should attend.
Dang.
But
I would not know what that's like.
So one year, due to weather, they can't make their flight to a country for Christmas. And their family catches wind of this, and they're like, oh, you should come to our Christmas since you're not going anywhere this year. And so they have to go to four Christmases in, like, the span of, I think, one day.
Oh, it's goodness. Really,
it's crazy, but it's funny.
I mean, doesn't sound bad.
No, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, now we're at the top two. Okay, so my second one is Polar Express.
Okay.
I think this is my brother's number one for Christmas movies. Like, he loves Polar Express. He even found this like Polar Express train set at Goodwill, and now it's literally on our piano by our Christmas tree.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but it's a good one. I feel like, I don't know, I think I would rearrange some of mine. Because I kind of just wrote them down. But I do think my list is relatively, like, makes sense.
Yeah. It's definitely a fun one to watch. I don't really remember what happens in it too much, though. So I feel like every time I do watch it, I never finish it.
They're on the train a lot.
Yeah,
just saying.
They are on the train a lot. I think I've probably, like, finished it a couple times. And I never hated it. I always thought it was a pretty fun movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens in it because you're just going to have to go and watch it.
I'm not going to watch it this year. I got better movies to watch.
You should watch it.
I got better movies to watch. Like my number two, Elf.
Oh, okay.
That's the only matching one we have.
Okay. We've already talked about Elf, so might as well just go on to our number ones.
You don't want to hear my take on Elf? Jeez.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Whatever.
My number one, literally the best Christmas movie ever.
Doubt it.
No. White Christmas. I love that movie. It's not always the first Christmas movie we watch, but it's literally... Oh, come on. It's not that boring.
It's pretty boring.
It's not. It's just the tradition we have with it. I love so much. We, like, get home. This year we got home from Evansville from Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And we like put up our Christmas tree and watch White Christmas. That's the same tradition every year. We put up the tree and have White Christmas on. It's literally the best thing ever.
Yeah, sounds pretty nice. But while we set up our tree for Christmas, we watch our number one, or my number one, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's another good one.
It's the best Christmas movie. I don't know anything about no White Christmas or whatever.
You have to watch White Christmas. Nah. I've seen National Lampoon's Christmas, or
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation. That one's a good one.
It is.
But White Christmas, oh gosh, it has a special place in my heart. Okay, now we're on to the five worst. How do you want to like start these?
I think I'll start us off. We can just go from 5 to 1.
So, like, 5 being, like, meh, and then 1 being the absolute worst, yeah. Or what?
Yeah.
Okay. You start this time.
So I think my number four or my five will be Christmas Chronicles. Whatever it was, like,
you don't like Christmas Chronicles.
It was just some random kind of crappy, like,
the second one's not that good, but the first one is decent.
I don't think I saw the second one.
Well, you're not missing out on much.
I'm not.
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't care for it. Like, it just felt very bland. I thought the Santa was kind of cool.
To be honest, I feel like the, like, actual, like, Santa and, like, how he travels from place to place in a span of one night kind of makes the most sense in that movie. I mean, like, Santa's, like, magical and stuff, and so this. But I feel like the elves, I don't like in that one. That's not what I imagine, like, elves in, like, the North Pole to be like. But, like, how his, like, magic works and how he gets around, I think that one, to me, makes the most sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad movie by any means. I just found it boring, and I just didn't really care for it. I think the Santa was, like, the coolest part because he was just kind of just, like, a chill dude. But.
Yeah. Okay. Forewarning. None of these movies that are on my worst, I dislike. It's not that I dislike these movies. It's that I think they're kind of boring. No, I'm not.
She hates all of them.
No, I am not. Okay.
She told me, she was like, I hate all these movies so much. They're so horrible. I never want to watch these Christmas movies ever again.
No, I literally watched one of these movies already, and I'm probably going to watch, yeah, at least two of the other ones.
And you're going to hate it.
No, I think these are all kind of boring. It's like we watch these every year, and so they, like, get repeated a lot. Okay, so my fifth one is, like, Frosty the Snowman, like, the animated one.
I think I've only seen it, like, once. It was chill.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, a classic.
Get it, chill.
I do get the joke. It's not very funny, though. No. Oh. Okay, go to your fourth.
My fourth is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is it even a Christmas movie?
It is. It was confirmed.
Oh, I think it's a Christmas and Halloween movie, but I think more Halloween.
No, I think recently one of the dudes that worked on it came out and said it's a Christmas movie because Halloween ends at the beginning of it and they're going into Christmas.
Yeah, okay. I take what I said back then.
I've never really liked this movie. I think it's just weird. And I know a lot of people absolutely love it, but I think it's overrated and kind of dumb.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's not horrible, but I could care less about it.
I mean, I can't really say anything either because it's on my list. But, like, it's not one of my favorite Christmas movies. We watch it during Halloween, so. My fourth is A Christmas Story. One of the ones that was on his best is on my worst because I think it's boring.
You're evil.
I'm not evil. What's your third one?
My third is 2018 Grinch.
The animated one, but not like the Dr. Seuss animated one?
Yeah, it was like CG.
Yeah, no. I don't like that one.
The only good thing was that Tyler made the soundtrack, or made some of the songs on it.
Tyler, the creator. Yeah. The guy that you're, like, obsessed with.
My favorite artist of all time.
My third is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Your third least favorite?
Yeah.
Is it simply because it's not, to you, a Christmas movie?
Well, we don't watch it during Christmas. We watch it during Halloween. It's not that it's not a Christmas movie, per se. It's more that, I don't know, it's just like, I guess it is that reason. I don't see it as a Christmas movie. I see it more as a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
It's like, it might take place during Christmas, but all the characters are, like, Halloween characters. Most of them, anyways. Other than, like, Santa. Top two. What's your second one?
Red.
Oh, that one. Okay.
The only thing that I like throughout these movies that I don't like is Santa.
You don't like the people they pick for Santa?
No, I do. That's the only thing I do like about them. That's the only consistency. Because I thought J.K. Simmons as Santa was actually kind of cool. That was it.
Did you not like The Rock?
No, I don't like The Rock. He's a jerk, honestly. I don't like him.
Okay, my next one, my number two, is Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
don't think I've watched it.
Oh my gosh, you would love this movie. No, like, I'm not joking. You would actually really like this Christmas movie. I think mostly because of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I feel like I can see you liking him as an actor.
I like him as an actor.
Again, this is like one me and my family watch all the time. And it's a really good one. It's just we watch it all the... Again, we watch it all the time. And I think it gets kind of boring to me. Okay, now we're on to our number one least favorites.
So my number one isn't a specific movie, but is any Home Alone movie past the second one. They're all trash after that one.
I can't say anything because I haven't seen them. I think, what, like, I'm not missing out on anything?
No, they're horrible.
So, cool. Good for me, I guess.
Yeah.
My number one is Miracle on 34th Street.
What is that?
So, oh my gosh. There's a guy that, like, he's Santa, right? He is Santa. But so many things happen throughout the movie that he ends up going to court because some people, like he punched a guy or something, and he goes to court for it, and so on and so forth. He's not guilty, and he gets, I don't know, this little girl that's one of the main characters. Her mom gets married, which is what she wanted. She gets this house, and she also, I think we find out that her mom gets pregnant at the end. Those are like all the things she wants. But
spoil it for me. Jeez.
It's kind of boring in my opinion.
Fair.
But anyways, that is all for our segment of Arabian Rundown. I was your host, Julie Walls, and I was joined by
Hudson Kistler.
And we will see you next time.
Greatest hits from the greatest decade. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m. All your favorite hits and more from Nirvana. Light up our guns, bring your friends to the Spice Girls. We have it all. Only on 91.7 WEEM.
WEEM, we welcome you here back to another segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm your host, Sophia Bevan, and I'm joined by
Brooklyn Schuyler
and Zion Palmieri.
And this is a little bit different of a cast for us today, and we're going to be talking about just all things Christmas, because it might be a little kind of early when posting, I guess you'd say, but we're not going to be posting for
a week.
Yeah. Well, I think it's 2 weeks, from posting.
Whatever.
Yeah, which is, I guess it's a little early a little bit, but we're not going to be here for a while because of Christmas break, so we might as well do it now. You know, the previous segment was holiday movies, so now we're going to be talking all things Christmas and holidays and stuff. So,
are we feeling holly jolly, fellas?
Fellas,
two females.
Fellas is a general neutral term. General.
I guess
we're
so.
Off to a good start.
Yeah.
What are like some things you guys have been like asking your parents for Christmas?
So my mom's been asking me for a list for like 2 weeks, and then she went shopping yesterday, and she's like, "Sian, I still haven't got this list." So I gave her the most like passive aggressive list at work, but it was all really snarky because I was at work and I couldn't text her. So I was like, "No, not jeans. Haven't been rocking with those. Shoes, high top, please." It was really stupid, but pretty much not a good list.
My mom has been wanting me to make a list, and I have refused. And my grandma has been wanting me to make a list, and I have refused, and I have still refused till this day.
I feel like that was only a me thing, where my mom was just like, "Okay, give me a Christmas list," and I just don't know what I want. So I don't ever give her a list. I thought that was just a me thing, but it might be.
That's
a,
an everyone thing.
That might be a universal
it's
teenager thing.
The hardest
thing.
Thing to do.
I told my mom I wanted a robe, like a bathrobe, money, and I need new emo clothes. Mm. So, yeah.
My mom's fine when it comes to clothes shopping. She's done it for me for a long time, but I don't want her to pick out my clothes anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I trust her judgment and stuff, but like now it's like, all right, let me do my own thing. So I don't want to ask for clothes, but it's like, all right, I know what I want until the month of December.
Yeah. You know what makes me so mad? It's whenever you're like, I don't know what I want. I just want money for Christmas. And then right after Christmas, you think of, oh, I needed this. I need this. I need this. And then you're just like regretting all the things you didn't wish for.
I think a lot of like my gifts this year will be around the fact that I'm going to college. Zion, I feel like you'll probably have the same situation where people try and buy you decorations for your college.
I told her no decorations. Yeah. So I'll see what she does with that.
I'm really, I've kind of made it very clear that I'm like, you know, I really appreciate it, but like no one's going to be able to decorate my room but me. So trying to get me decorations for my college dorm would be just not necessary. So I've been trying to like put that off. But that's like the only thing I've given people is don't give me decorations for college. So, or my geckos. They'll probably get gecko stuff.
Oh.
I feel like it's easier to give don'ts than do's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a list? Like tell the people what should they not get their kids that are our age, you know?
Jeans are something you definitely have to be in person for, because you got to fit them, you got to make sure, because they're so, jeans are picky to wear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like especially for like, I know with women's sizing, a 14 and something could be something completely different for another brand. So it's like, oh, I wear this size, but like really, like it's not going to be universal. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, that's like a something you got to go like in person to go buy your own jeans for. So don't buy jeans. And unless you're like 100% certain about what your kid's style is, don't buy them clothes.
I would say for me and my type of person, buy cool belt. Obviously, it's going to be a little different for like the emo genre of kid, but like buy him a cool belt that's like I have a cool belt that I spent expensive money for, and I like belts, so okay, get a cool belt.
And belts are one size fit all.
I
think, I don't know. I'm
some
just
yes,
saying.
Some no. I have a really hard time finding belts that fit me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Slim waist?
I don't know what it is. I'm just built weird. Like, it just doesn't work.
What's another
know
one?
Any. I think that like, appealing to people's hobbies is like the best thing, because even if it is like something kind of out there, it's still a part of that hobby, so they're more likely to like it rather than branching out and being like, oh, like maybe they'll like this, like you know. Yeah. They'll branch out on their own. We've got the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're gonna find what you like, you'll find it, and you'll find a lot of things you don't like
with hobbies. If your kid is a very artsy kid and they're like, usually if they're between the ages like 8 or like, I guess like 8 and 12, I know you're going to look up on Amazon like art kit. Do not get them a, like, you know, those big square boxes that has
suitcase.
Like, and you think like, oh my gosh, all you're going to get pencils. Them the markers, and it's going to have like colored pencils and all this thing. And you're going to think it's a great idea. Do not, because they're awful. Everything in there is awful quality. They're not going to use it for
half
very
of
long.
It doesn't get used.
Yes, you get three of them. Like, I think I've gotten three of those in my life.
I know. And even kids who don't like are very interested in art get those. But if you're thinking like, man, I want my kid to be artistic, don't get them that. You need to give them the basic, like get them a big thing of crayons, like the 24 set or like the big one where it's like a chest with a sharpener in the back. Get them that. They'll appreciate that.
Show me something before I put more money into this.
And then paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get them the kit. Don't get it. I'm trying to think of other don'ts. Oh, I know a big do is if you have a kid who's a teenager, you need to just give them money, because they're not going to know what, like we mentioned, like they're not going to know what they want. But if they just have the money when they decide like, oh, this is what I want, they'll just go buy it themselves.
For new drivers, gas cards are a big one. I'm expecting to get a few of those. When my brother got his license, he got many of those. That's like a, like, oh, I don't know this kid. He's like my nephew. What do I get him? Oh, he just got his license. Here's a gas card. Because you're always going to use it, you know?
Yeah. Can kind of, let's branch to like the world of like Christmas food. It's very similar to Thanksgiving food. And we do like how do I explain this? To the viewers, we do like a radio show, The Arabian Stampede, and we were talking about Thanksgiving food and how a lot of us, I think 3/4 of us, don't like Thanksgiving that much because they don't like the food. And I know that Christmas food is very different, but like, what are like the different like varying things that can make, like, I feel like Christmas food is better than Thanksgiving food, but like, what are the differences that make Christmas food better?
I think there's a lot less potatoes, which really does go a long way.
They have a lot more specialty things. Like, what is eggnog? I have that a theory about them.
What is
eggnog? Who's buying eggnog? Why are they buying eggnog? Where is the eggnog coming from?
I hate eggnog. What even is it? Is it like
egg?
I
thought it had alcohol in it.
You can put eggnog in, like, you can make your own drink with that, but you can just drink eggnog. Like, I think it's like egg and cream, I thought, you know?
Which
I
have is disgusting. No clue. And people swear
don't
by it. They're
like,
this like
salmonella.
I think you put a few too many consonants in there, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was just
salmonella.
Salmonella.
Anyways, my point, there's a lot of like solely Christmas. Like turkey, you can eat that at any time, but it's also the prime Thanksgiving dish. They have like you know, those one cookies from the store that are like, oh, those are Christmas cookies.
Oh.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, like green and
the sugar on top of sugar on top of sugar.
Exactly. Right, like right. They have a lot of definitive things. Like eggnog, you don't drink that for anything else. That's not an Easter thing. That's Christmas.
What's another?
Yeah, but what are like main dishes?
We always have prime rib.
For Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
That's just you.
I mean, well, my mom's a butcher, so she just has access to a lot of like cool meats.
Your mom's a butcher?
Yeah, she's been a butcher for like 10, 12 years.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Good for her. You just have prime rib for Christmas.
Yeah.
I think
my hairdresser, Sandy, does that too, by the way. We had a discussion about it last time I got my hair cut. So there's two people.
Sorry.
Comment below if you also eat prime rib for Christmas. Thank you.
I don't remember if it's China or Japan, but I know they have KFC during Christmas, which honestly, that sounds nice.
Yeah. I'm still trying to think of any dishes. I feel like ham's a big one, but I think I'm thinking of green eggs and ham from Dr. Seuss, and Dr. Seuss also made Grinch, so surely they're connected somehow.
The right. Roast Beast?
No. The Roast Beast?
You guys get that?
No.
It's from the Grinch. That's one of the foods that he steals is the roast. It's like roast beef, but roast beast.
Oh.
The roast beast.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that.
It's not real, but.
Well, still never heard
what
of it.
What are some Christmas desserts?
I feel like any, like me, this past weekend, me and my boyfriend hang on, we made like Christmas cutout cookies. And that, like, I feel like you can make cutout cookies of anything, but I feel like it's very common to do that.
Very Christmassy.
Yeah, like the little gingerbread and the stockings and stuff. Think of another one. I feel like
fruit isn't as big as
fruit cake.
Oh yeah, fruit cake. I heard
never
that
had
has,
it. Looks gross, by the way.
I've heard that has a weird origin, and I want to research it now because I was like looking for topics to like talk about, and one of them was like fruit cake origin, and I'm like, why would I want to learn about the fruit cake origin? So I glossed over it, but now I'm interested.
I bet it's like European. I don't know.
Let's see.
The things, you know, like that mold that like a fruitcake is out in, they also use it for like monkey bread or stuff like that.
I love monkey bread.
Monkey bread's the only good thing that comes out of that pan.
I love monkey bread.
That pan gives me nightmares.
Oh,
like it's
the
just
bundt
a gross
cake
shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
Because, I mean, people like fill it with like Jello and they do weird stuff with, you know what I mean? It just kind of makes my skin crawl.
I like cake in that shape. I like, my grandma makes chocolate cakes in a bundt cake pan.
Monkey bread is good.
Monkey bread is good. Oh, I haven't had monkey bread in a while.
Is that different from banana bread?
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's just like a cinnamon roll, but in tiny pieces.
Yeah, that's
cake.
It's like roll. They like, you make these tiny like balls and then you put them all in the bundt cake thing and it has like a glaze on them and they take the form of the bundt cake pan and then you just rip them out.
And it's like cinnamon roll bites.
Yes, yes. Okay. Have you ever had like at Wendy's breakfast, they have like the cinnamon roll pull aparts? Like that, but a little harder. Anyways, fruitcake origin.
It's good when you get the burnt pieces of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, fruitcake. Yes. Where, tell me about it.
The origin of fruitcake can be traced back to ancient times with early versions made by the ancient Egyptians who mixed pomegranate seeds, pine nuts, and raisins with barley, honey to create a dense cake.
Ew. What?
The modern fruitcake evolved during the Middle Ages in Europe as dried fruits became more widely available and further developed in 17th century England.
They're putting dried fruits in that?
It's like, yeah.
Dried
like,
fruit is disgusting.
I don't think they do that still, but.
No, they do.
Because
that's
they?
Exactly what it looks like. It just looks like raisins and nuts in like a bread. I hate fruitcake.
I think they just were only hunter-gatherers, so they only had like fruit.
Like fruit. Bread.
Yeah.
I had like a visceral reaction to that.
It looks awful. I don't know.
That's definitely, we talked about how Thanksgiving is going to involve on the Stampede. You guys should tune in. I sure. think if Christmas does involve, first to go is fruitcake.
Yes, that is true. Because
it's old. It's dated.
It is old. I don't think I know a single person who enjoys fruitcake.
No one's like, oh, I can't wait for the fruitcake at the family get-together.
Because nobody has fruitcake at the get-togethers anyways.
Once the generation moves on.
Eggs. That's what is a main meal at Christmas. Eggs.
Do you have like Christmas breakfast?
No, but there's always egg dishes at Thanksgiving.
Like deviled eggs? And
no, like just anything has eggs in it. I swear.
I have no idea.
I mean, a lot of things have eggs in it. Just in general.
But I feel like eggs are a very Christmassy food.
I don't think so. And I don't agree with you. Are we?
You don't eat eggs at Easter.
Yes, you do.
No,
that's
you
like the
don't.
Whole thing. You have like
yes. No, you don't.
Hard-boiled eggs, deviled eggs, like so many.
That's like the
breakfast.
Because that's like there's a scavenger hunt for eggs.
For mm-hmm. real eggs, then you put them in a pot.
Not real eggs, but they're like the plastic eggs with candy in them. You're yeah, eating.
But you don't eat.
My yeah, family has always know. Done like Easter brunch is a huge thing, and mm-hmm. you get breakfast.
Eggs.
So eggs. Eggs are a breakfast food.
I think that eggs are also a
also
I think they're
a
also
what?
A Christmas meal.
Name three things that
don't,
go in.
I don't want to.
I can only name like deviled eggs, maybe. I don't think there's a single
deviled
other
deviled eggs is definitely one.
Yeah, that is one.
I can't name.
Do you know what a deviled egg looks like?
Yeah, it's like the little egg thing.
Half an egg.
Yes.
How is that a maybe?
Well, no, because sometimes I go to Christmases and they don't have deviled eggs.
Okay, sure.
Horrible.
Yeah, but like what
I
are
think
other
eggs? I don't know.
You're like eggs are very Christmassy.
I think they're just like they're fluffy. Like they can be fluffy, and so I'm.
What are you talking about? Like scrambled eggs?
Like, no, yeah, like Christmas has very fluffy foods, and I think eggs fluffy. Like
what fluffy foods are you eating at
I
Christmas?
Don't know.
Just Cool Whip, like.
No. But I think that like I don't know. That's just the vibe of food I would get from a Christmas food.
Is it,
you want it to be very like snow.
On that note, we're gonna. Wrap this episode up. Thank you for joining me. Once again, I'm your host, Sophia Bevan, and I'm joined by
Skylar,
Zion Palmieri.
And we will see you guys on the next episode.